Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History.
In today's podcast, we will be discussing different types of military tactics which were used during the Great War. When the Great War started, it was the largest conflict the world had ever known, and this meant new and varied tactics were needed to try and win the fight. Both sides would fire artillery, which were large missiles, at the other. This not only killed large numbers of enemy soldiers, and in fact it was the weapon that killed most soldiers during the war, but the great noises and the potential of being killed also caused fear amongst the enemy soldiers. Some soldiers in the trenches had to go over the top. This meant a mass attack was planned, and the soldiers would have to climb out of the trenches, meaning over the top, and then charge at the enemy. This often resulted in large numbers of deaths in the soldiers that were doing so. Tanks were also first used during the war. Originally known as landships, tanks were used to not only attack the enemy, but also to provide defensive cover for an army's troops as they went across no man's land. Trained snipers would creep into no man's land at night and hide under camouflage. They would then wait for an enemy soldier to lift his head out the trench before shooting them, and this caused huge fear amongst the enemy. Gas was another tactic of war. It had been used before 1914, but much more use was made of it during the Great War. Soldiers exposed to different types of gas, including chlorine and mustard, could become disorientated, injured, or even killed as a result of the injuries sustained. Winning the war, though, wasn't just about advancing forward, it was also about stopping the enemy doing the same. Another war tactic was building trenches and then installing machine gun towers to make it hard for enemy soldiers to advance, which turned the war into a stalemate, meaning that no side could properly advance. As both sides built trenches, it became much harder to move forward. Both sides would then use tunnellers. These were people who would dig under enemy positions and plant explosives to destroy the enemy's land from below. Countries also made greater use of airplanes, which at this point was a relatively new technology. At first, these were used to spy on enemy positions. However, as the war progressed, and with the adding of guns, these planes then became involved in dogfights as well. Navies were also an important part of the war. They were used to attack the enemy, both at sea and on land, by firing artillery. Britain also successfully used a naval blockade of Germany to try and starve the country into surrender, and Germany tried to do the same with Britain, using the U-boats or submarines to achieve this. Submarines caused huge fear for people in the Navy, whether this was the Royal Navy involved in fighting or the Merchant Navy who were trying to transport food and other goods. However, it wasn't just these ships that could be targeted, civilian ships were sometimes destroyed as well. And this caused huge controversy during the war, even eventually playing a role in bringing America into the fighting.